But the pink headgear was extinct. Very much stood out. But glad to see you back in the Cockatoos. But again, the disappointing in regards to the actual result.
It's always good and an honour to represent country. You know, I say to the boys all the time, you know, we're the best 23 representing our state, so we've got to put our best foot forward and take everything that coaches teach us. You know, it's just a platform, but, you know, we do the rest as a team.
And what about your time, of course, talking a little bit about the students there at Wollongong? Had a bit of time there and looking forward for another premiership to take down your mates at Avondale?
Always looking for those premierships. Now that country's finished, we have no more distractions, you know, so we can go back and play as a full team. It's been a while since we have, but it's good to see a few uni boys and Illawarra boys representing the country now too as well. So
yeah. Our boys missed out in both Timmy and also Henry, but how was it to win the tournament once again, the Caldwell Cup at the country championships?
Oh, so real. It's, you know, once you win it, you kind of want to keep winning it. Last year was a lot of pressure on us. I mean, we were going to be the first team in, to win it three in a row. Well, we got close to having that shot, but we just couldn't bring the goods. But to win it this year was, and with a new team also, it's opened up a lot of eyes. It's good to bring new guys in that have fresh eyes to the Caldwell Cup. You know, now they're going to be hungry to, you know, play Illawarra again and hopefully play country again.
Should we go back to having the team maybe play four or five games in an Australian Rugby Shield style thing? Because you're only just getting started now, aren't you?
Yeah, we should. It's, I guess money plays a lot of plays a lot into it, but it would be good to have. I think I remember when I came 13, 14, we had four games, you know, and a lot of the guys got to bond a lot more. This year is only two games. Unfortunately, financially wise, it's not ideal. But you know, tonight we'll take the loss on the chin and enjoy each other's company.
Yeah. Finally, of course, you were part of the unique group there with Nick Palmer to play not only for the New South Wales Country Cockatoos but also on the way through play for the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles. It's quite a big step up, and you had to sacrifice winning a premiership with uni a couple of years ago to do it. What were your thoughts on the step up and just also that sacrifice as well, which would have really hurt?
I didn't really think about the sacrifices I was getting into until it actually happened. But, I mean, when a door opens, you have to go for that door. We're very privileged and honoured to represent the Country Eagles under DC and Shannon Fraser. Obviously, I pulled away now, but there's still a pathway through playing Illawarra rugby, or you know, playing country rugby, and look at Nick Palmer, he's a Waratah now. You know, not so long ago we're rubbing shoulders with him while playing country Cockatoos, and then actually playing Eagles, and now he's a Waratah. So there is a pathway if you set your mind right, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Paulie, it's fantastic to see you. Wish you all the best moving forward, and thank you for your time.
No, thank you.